T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're having a refugee immersive experience. It'll be this weekend at a partner church in Richardson. And the purpose of this is to allow some of the people who support us and those who volunteer with us, allow them an opportunity to understand just a little bit of what life is like when you're trying to start again in a different country. So some of the challenges that we will present will be language will be in Farsi, in the Persian language. Many of the people who will be helping, they will be Farsi speakers. Their first language is Farsi. And so throughout the weekend, we'll have our staff there, but we're going to redirect them to our Farsi speakers. Part of the intent of it is that there's a bit of frustration in the weekend. So you get an idea of trying to navigate a new situation, but not in your native language.
I remember your wife, like when I was at your church last time, she was writing my name, like, this is what your name, you know. Simple things like that, like where you have no idea. I don't know what you're writing. I don't know what you're saying. It's going to be frustrating for the person who's doing it, but it's just for one night. And so it's, imagine that's what you've been thrown into, and your whole family, like indefinitely.
Yeah. Alan, so part of what we're going to require of those who are participating is that they not pack anything until about 30 minutes prior, because that is overwhelmingly the situation for many people from all over the world. We just happen to be working with people from Afghanistan, but that's the situation for pretty much all over the world. They've got anywhere from, you know, 2.5 hours to 30 minutes before life falls apart as they know it, and they've got to relocate. And really, it's all that you can carry. Okay, there's nothing extra, only what you can carry. So we're asking our participants to wait until about 30 minutes before they pack, and then they'll head out to participate.
I hadn't thought of that. It's going to be the bombs start falling around your house, or people start, the enemy starts crowding around your house, and you have to go right now.
Yeah. So, Alan, there are many things that lead a person to becoming a refugee. Now, what's most common, at least for us now, is that we're seeing war in Ukraine, what took place in Afghanistan for so many years. But there's also weather-related issues. There is civil unrest. There is the oppression of various governments that lead people to flee their country. And so oftentimes it's just not an opportunity to prepare for that. As an example, my wife's story is she was preparing to begin her day like every day she'd ever lived in Iran, but a knock on the door that morning changed her life. And at the end of the day, she was walking through at least about 3 feet of snow in the mountains trying to get out and get into a neighboring country.
And with Ukraine, that's something we talked about too, is that they are at least familiar with Western tradition, even though it's a different language. They sort of know how we do things here, where if you're coming from Afghanistan, everything is completely different. Like, it's not like going to a town where they don't speak the language. There are so many different customs.
Exactly. So it really depends on where this family is coming from as to how quickly they can integrate into American culture. Obviously, people from Ukraine would probably skew more on the easier side of integrating because it has a Western flair to it. But people that are coming from the eastern part of the world, it is culture shock like they couldn't have imagined. And part of what we do is we help them deal with the trauma of the things that led to them becoming refugees. And then there is realistically just a great deal of depression that they experience for trying to make a new life in a country that is completely unfamiliar, in a culture that they don't understand, and not having the language. And so we've actually had Afghan families that are grateful for the outpouring of support that they get from Americans, but contemplating going back into Afghanistan because it's difficult, but it's the difficulty they know.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.